Oh, yeah, he is Iron Man. Talking about President Trump, there goes Ozzy. Your chance to lick his wing coming up, plus we got more Cash Dog and Joe show. Well, President Trump now, not two women, but three women, accusing him of having relations back before he was president, one of which is an older blonde woman. She was a star on The Apprentice. And then now this newest one, she's a former playmate. She's claimed that she had an affair with Donald Trump. She sued yesterday to be released from a 2016 legal agreement requiring her silence to become the second woman this month to challenge Trump and his allies and their efforts trying to silence these scandalous reports of affairs or sexual liaisons. This model's name, Karen McDougal, okay? She's going after the National Enquirer, the parent company, and they paid her $150,000, okay? And what they told her was, hey, give us the dirt. Give us the scandal. Give us the story. And if you give us all that, we'll give you $150,000 and we'll put you on a couple different magazine covers. For like 2 years, we'll give you big stories with your face and we'll really publicize this. She's like, okay, $150,000 doesn't sound that bad. So she signs this agreement. And I believe she's also claiming they didn't pay her all the money. And then she's also saying they didn't run any of the stories or do what they said because the higher up at this company that owns the National Enquirer is a friend of, one, Mr. Trump.
Really?
Is the claim. Okay, that's what they're saying, is she did all this stuff, and then they're like, okay,
man.
Sign the agreement, we'll pay you some cash. And I think she's alleging they didn't even pay her the whole $150,000, and they promised her all these stories and all this spotlight, and then they didn't do it because the guy running this magazine company's in cahoots with Trump.
So the reporter, the individual, whichever one,
yeah,
guy or girl found the story.
Yeah.
Probably got it all ready to roll, brings it into the boss.
Yeah.
The boss man's like, yeah, okay, yeah, we're going to run. And then behind the scenes finds a reason to cut it.
Jumps on the phone and says, hey, Trump, do you know a Karen McDougal chick? I mean, if any of this stuff is close.
Right, true.
The other chick, Stormy Daniels, was paid $130,000 to stay quiet. And both women argue that their contracts are invalid. And what they want to do is get around the clauses that makes them shut their mouths. And they want to start talking. And Stormy Daniels said, hey, those claims out there about me sleeping with Donald Trump, they are untrue because there was no sleeping going on. So she's saying that the claims of her sleeping with him are untrue because they weren't sleeping. They were bleeping is what they were doing, according to her. And she said he was just a goofy reality star back when they hooked up. She had no idea that he was going to become president. And now she's saying, hey, you can do what you want. You can silence me. This will not go away. I will not stop, is what she's saying.
Is she trying to get him in trouble, or is she just trying to tell about something that occurred with him while he was married?
I don't think she wants him to get in trouble, and there's nothing he could really get in trouble for.
Except
if it was
for
consensual.
Just like, the community not liking him.
Well, the nation, yeah, and lying. She wants the story to be out there. He's trying to shut her up, and she's like, hey, this happened. And long before Mr. Trump announced his candidacy to become president, Stormy Daniels passed a lie detector test, confirming her relationship with Mr. Trump. This is going way back, way, way back to 2011. And the examiner that conducted the lie detector test found there was a more than 99% probability that she told the truth when she said that she had unprotected sex with Donald Trump in 2006.
Unprotected?
Whoa!
Wow! Because he was married then.
Yeah, I know Marla Maples or one of the
first ones. I think he had a wife because he pretty much had a wife.
He wasn't with Melania.
Through.
Yeah,
no,
he's always been married. But it says they found that there was more than a 99% probability that she told the truth about the unprotected sex back in 2006. So she passed this test, and they've all stepped up now, and they've said, "Hey, the examiner signed this on Monday this week. He signed it saying, hey, it's legit.
She told the truth.
Yeah." They believe it.
So they've signed these confidentiality clauses, these two women. But clearly, when they're saying they're trying to find a way to get around it, they've already let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
What more do they need to tell?
Confidentiality clauses are crap anyway. But I think what they want is they want him to admit that they're not kooky women, that this stuff actually happened. And I don't know if it's today, but I think it is today. You look at all these stories, these three women trying to go after Trump. Today is Baron Trump, the little boy. It's his 12th birthday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Imagine how that little kid.
I just want you to think about it. You know, it's your 12th birthday. and dad's all over the TV. Okay, leader of the free world, great. But all these women coming out saying, daddy did this, daddy did that, daddy's this guy, unprotected sex this, lie detector that. That's no way to celebrate a birthday. Melania Trump cannot. You can see it in her eyes. You can see it. She is not going to hang around much longer. And the only thing that would keep her in that White House or in the Florida state or the high, it's just for the presidency.
Once his run is over,
she's gone.
I would think.
Yeah, he gets a second term. I think in betwixt, she bolts.
Oh, really?
I really do. I don't think if, in fact, he's reelected, she can't do this for 8 years total. I think the only reason she's done it this long is because he's president.
Well, I didn't think about that. Would she bail on him in between? Because he probably will get another term, because is anyone going to want to jump in there right now? What kind of a lunatic would want to take over after that guy? Who'd want to be the next president after Trump? I mean, I don't know a damn thing about politics, but I got to think that's a seat not too quickly filled.
There's a lot of people that are chomping at the bit to get Trump out of there, but I just think, man, I mean,
Scary time to be taking office, I would think.
I'm just more concerned about Trump Barron's birthday. You know? And then you got these two idiots in Sacramento playing stuff like this.
I did try and f- her. She was married, and I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture.
What is wrong with him?
I'll show you. Oh, yeah, you want to go furniture shopping, baby? I got a piano.
I moved on her very quickly.
And that's Billy Bush cackling in the background. Remember, Billy Bush lost his job just for hanging out and laughing at Trump.
What an animal. I mean, Billy Bush. What an awful human.
Never has there been a scapegoat or a witch hunt or a man swept at the knees so quickly than Billy Bush. The man just had his family and life ruined because he laughed at some scumbag saying that he moved on her like a bitch.
He did not. Any man in his position would have chuckled to hear Donald Trump speaking like that.
I would laugh my ass off.
God, what am I listening to right now?
Yeah, he's rifling down Tic Tacs down his throat too because he thinks he's going to kiss more hot chicks.
the chick he was going to meet, he thought he was going to smooch.
Nancy Odell.
Yeah.
And he makes it sound like he'd hit on her before. I got to hear this in its entirety again. It's so fun.
I did try and. She was married, and I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture.
I mean, how do you not? I mean, you can love women till the day is long, and I really do, but how do you not chuckle when you hear that goofball speaking like
that?
Yeah,
you have to laugh. And this has nothing to do with our appreciation for women.
No, not at all.
It's this rabid, cannibalistic, womanizing, whatever the heck he's just a machine.
Off a bus to go do a little meet and greet, and that's what he's telling people in between.
Look how Billy Bush even laughs. It even takes Billy Bush by surprise.
Well, they have some nice furniture.
He doesn't even know what to think.
I took out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch, but I couldn't get there, and she was married. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just sing them.
Hear that? Hear that clinking in the background?
Yeah.
That's him loading his pie hole up with Tic Tacs because he's going to move on Nancy Dell like a bitch. He's getting his breath all savory and fresh. He's rifling through like a big jug of Tic Tacs.
It's like a magnet. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab him by the
Time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
All right, here we go. Whoa, look at that outside today. Just a wee bit of fog coming in.
Yeah, it looks nasty, doesn't it?
Wow. All right, Lick Us and Win. Drive safely. Pick up the phones, though, 766-9370. Not while you're driving, of course.
Mm-mm.
And call up. We got ZZ Top Thoroughgood tickets for the show, July 26th, Cal Expo. Joe, your category?
I'm doing video games today.
All video games.
All video games.
And since it is ZZ Top Thoroughgood, I'm going to do famous bearded men, bourbon, scotch, and beer. Those are the categories. Make them good. 766-9370. We'll play next.
Dog and Joe.